Today is the memorial of St. John Vianney, the Curé of Ars, and he is the patron saint of parish priests, so I do ask you to remember your parish priests in your prayer. There was a guided tour of the British Museum in London, and the guide took them into the Egyptian room and displayed a mummy. It says, this mummy is 5,000 years old. In fact, it is possible that Moses saw this mummy. And one of the men in junk, I don't believe it. When did Moses ever come to the British Museum? The point is, it's very easy to misunderstand and to disbelieve. Today we continue the gospel according to John chapter 6, where he speaks of the Eucharist. And this is something the church has always believed and never even questioned, that this is, in fact, the bread of life. People didn't begin to question it to the Protestant revolt. The Eucharist is Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And the reality is that nobody can leave the church who really believes that the Eucharist is Jesus. Some people who have left the church say that they weren't being fed. They claim not to hear the scripture. We have three scripture readings every Sunday Mass. They hear poor homilies. Certainly that's a possibility. Some places have poor music. That's a possibility. But in spite of all these things, they are still being fed and offered the food for eternal life, the Eucharist. In the first reading, we see God's providence as we have seen it over and over again. The wonders that led the people to leave their exile in Egypt to go to freedom. We saw them the opening of the Red Sea, and they still complain as if God doesn't care for them. God does care for them. God loves them, and each of them, and each of us. He feeds them with miraculous food that will sustain them for 40 years. And yet it is only perishable food. One of the things, if we read beyond this passage, we'd see what happens that when people would gather more than they needed, leaving it for the next day, when they came in to see it the next day, it was all gone, it was destroyed. But if they went out on the Sabbath to find it, it wasn't there. But if, on the day before the Sabbath, they would gather a second portion, and that second portion would be there on the Sabbath. God provides for them. And it's important for us to remember that that food was perishable. In the gospel, we see the people who have been fed by the 5 loaves and 2 fish. They look for Jesus, and basically they're looking for another free meal. They haven't understand the sign of God's providence. How can you feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish? And each of them had enough, and even more than enough. And that providence of God will be manifest perfectly in Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross for our salvation. Jesus tells them, work for better food, food for eternal life. They say, how? Jesus says, believe in me. And they say, well, let's have another sign. The attitude is, what have you done for me lately? As if the sign of providing bread for those 5,000 isn't enough. Jesus says that manna didn't come from Moses, from God. God gives the true bread from heaven, Jesus himself. And some of them still won't understand. Indeed, we will see that some of Jesus' disciples even leave him and walk away. We cannot walk away. If we do walk away from the Eucharist, we will starve to death. As Paul says, we need to understand that receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is to change us. We cannot live anymore as unbelievers, seeking only ourselves and pleasure and this world. We have to have a renewed spirit. We have to reject that attitude of this world is all there is, or I'm the most important person. Nobody can tell me what to do. We have to put on the new self, created in God's way of righteousness, holiness, and truth. That means we have to live in charity and mercy and forgiveness, sharing our faith with others by our kindness and by our mercy, by our words, and receiving the Lord in the Eucharist with profound reverence, because this food that we receive, under the form of bread and wine, is nothing less than Jesus himself, food for eternal life.